Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers had their mini camp just wrapped up. Joining us now, Roy Cummings from... He's the Buccaneers insider from... PewterPirates.com. Roy, good to have you on board once again, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So, Roy, this one different than the Saints. They had a lot of on-field work. What stood out?
I think what stood out the most is that, Tom Brady showed up despite the knee injury and actually got out there and did a little bit of work. Not much, but a little bit here and there. We got to see him move around a little bit, which is, you know, this is, let's face it, that's really kind of the most important thing that's going to happen here. Is that he's got to come back from a knee surgery that, we don't really know the extent of, but he's got a brace on. But he looked good. He's moving around, didn't seem to be limited really in any way. He was limited in terms of how much they use him. He didn't give him a whole lot of work. But when he was out there working, he looked fine, was throwing the ball. And to me, that's what stood out the most. Obviously, you know, everybody else looks solid, looks about what you'd expect them to look like at this time of year. I think one of the most interesting things that I saw over the weekend was, or the week was, Robert Hainsey working out at center. I think the Bucs see him as an interior lineman. He was a tackle at Notre Dame, but a lot of people think he's going to be best suited to play inside. And I don't think he's ready to step in as the starter here, but it looks like that's a position that down the road he could end up playing for them. He could be the center for this team going forward. So, that's not really the most sexy thing that's going to happen, but it's always an important spot, and he could end up filling it.
Roy, when you look at this team and they got everybody back, is there a true feeling that they have put the Super Bowl win behind them and are ready to go back at it and grind again like they had to do last year?
You know, I'd like to say yes, but I don't know that there is. And look, I mean, it's early, so I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about it in June, obviously. But you still, I mean, I got to say, the atmosphere is still a little bit like, you know, hey, they're still celebrating. I mean, and maybe they should. You know, I mean, look, these things are hard to win. You guys know it. They're tough to come by. You win one, you should revel in it as long as you can. And I think they're being serious about the work they're doing. Makes all kinds of sense, to do that. Go out there and focus on the task at hand that day. But to be honest, I think it'll probably be training camp before they say, okay, let's turn the page, move on. That's in the past. And my guess is Tom Brady will be at the forefront of that, along with Rob Gronkowski and maybe a couple other veterans who've kind of been there before and been through this. But right now, I think this team's still celebrating a little bit.
Roy, I think that has to do with – I mean, everything that goes on, you know this, with Tampa has to do with number 12. Whatever he says, does, what have you. And I think that that's a direct reflection on the antithesis of what he got to experience in New England, where, you know, it was almost like, hey, you get to enjoy winning the Super Bowl for about a week, and then it's bright, you know, no days off, right? That was the old mantra from the Patriots. I think you're seeing, I believe we're seeing a different side of Tom Brady, the human being. I mean, he just seems like he's, you know, what is he sharing a day where he's going to have catch with fans? And I mean, he'd have never done that in New England because they would have never let him, but he has so much freedom here. We're getting to see, and I think it's great, getting to see Tom Brady, the human being. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And another, yeah, I mean, it's like, again, I think he's enjoying it. I think he's having fun. We know he enjoyed winning in New England, and he had fun winning. But, you know, did he really get a chance to really enjoy it? Or was it, you know, so much, all right, back to work, that's in the past, you know, literally the next day? It may have been. And it just seems like he and Gronkowski and some of the other guys are just, like I said, they're enjoying this. I think they're going to be very focused come training camp, and well, they should. But right now, you know, they're looking at it. It's mini camp. It's an opportunity to get out there, you know, break a sweat, enjoy yourselves, get to know the guys again, develop a little bit more chemistry, limber up, and, you know, go through the plays. I don't think there's a whole lot being installed right now. I think they'll probably wait on that for training camp as well. This is really about indoctrinating the young kids, the new guys that are mostly going to be in reserve roles as long as everybody stays healthy. And I think that's kind of the way they've looked at it. You know, another thing about Tom Brady, I mean, he hasn't completely lost track of what he learned and how he was brought up in New England, because his knee injury is something that he basically kept from everybody but the team, and somehow the team made it managed to keep it pretty quiet. He's had this thing for a while now, since about mid-season he's been dealing with this. And I think they're saying it could go back to, you know, possibly, you know, April of last year. So it's been a while that he's had this knee problem. He's kind of dealt with it. You know, he knew he needed to have surgery as the season was winding down. So interesting that comes out, that he kind of played through this. And again, there was a lot of concern about him. You know, how would he be if he ended up injured, which, you know, behind that line initially was a lot of concern, but looks like he made it through just fine, obviously. And now we're seeing him, you know, start to come back. It's still a big issue, but the fact that the Bucs were able to kind of keep that under wraps, that's pretty good.
Was he at all on the injury report the final few weeks of the regular season and the postseason?
Yeah, there was some talk of, you know, he was on there at times, but it was never anything serious. It was always considered, he was fine. I mean, he didn't miss any time in practice. That's just it. He didn't miss any time. So, you know, meniscus injury, that kind of thing, that's usually you can play through that if you're in decent enough shape and that kind of thing. So, and we don't know the severity of the injury, really, and the degree of the surgery. It was obviously they went in there and probably know it might have been a scope. They might have just cleaned it out. But still, the fact that he fought through that and played through it, again, to me, it's another side of Tom Brady that we're seeing.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Roy, the only reason why I asked that question is because if he was dealing with that in New England, he would not have shown up on the injury report. There was no – I can guarantee it. They would have never disclosed that. The Patriots are notorious – for violating the rules, no surprise, about injuries. The bottom line, the rule says that if you are getting treatment at the facility for any injury, you have to show up on the injury report. Now, the designation of probable, doubtful, all that stuff is based on how many reps you take in practice. Less than your normal 100%, then you have to be declared. So, you know, that's why I asked that question, because kudos to the Buccaneers for at least acknowledging it. That he and put him on the injury report, and also kudos for keeping the severity of it down as well. Roy, which newcomer do you think has the biggest impact for Tampa Bay this year?
You know, right now, you almost have to say, despite everything that went on, you know, last year at the position, Giovanni Bernard is a guy that this team really seems to be enthralled with. And, you know, given the situation at the running back position where they don't really have a guy who catches the ball out of the backfield all that much, and it was something they kind of had to work around last year. Right now I'm going to say Giovanni Bernard. I mean, he's a veteran, been there, probably going to get some snaps. Certainly he's going to have a chance to work a lot in training camp. But to make the team, he's got some guys ahead of him, obviously. You know, this team's pretty strong at running back, as they proved last year. So we'll see where it goes. But I got to think that this is a guy that they are going to have a package of plays for, who's going to be potentially an impact player for them. And if Ronald Jones or You know, they can't, if they can't get what they're looking for out of their top backs, they will turn to Giovanni Bernard. I mean, they've been very impressed with him so far in the off-season workouts and the mini camp. He's a guy who could step up and have some big plays for this team and play a critical role.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. I'm curious, as somebody that's obviously paying attention to the division, but from afar, Drew Brees is no longer walking in that building on Airline Drive. Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill will be the quarterbacks, one of those two. Where do you put the Saints in terms of a threat to the Buccaneers in the NFC South, and how many games conceivably with either one of those two guys do you see them winning this year?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, obviously all of a sudden everybody's chasing Tampa Bay. I still think that you look at the rosters throughout the division, and I still think that New Orleans is the best team after Tampa in the division. I just think the other pieces that they've got.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I'm being objective. I think it is. Look, Jameis Winston won football games for Tampa Bay. He was in position, you guys saw it, to win often for Tampa Bay. And what he had at the time was a defense that usually couldn't hold the lead for him. Sometimes he'd make a mistake, no doubt about that. But more often than not, when the Bucs lost with Jameis Winston at quarterback, it was because the defense couldn't hold the lead. He put them in position to win often, not on a regular basis, but often, probably more often than not. And you know, in Taysom Hill, you just got a gamer there, a guy who's going to, and you've got arguably the best coach in the division. And so I think that's the team to follow and watch. If somebody's going to surprise Tampa, I think it's New Orleans. They've got the talent at quarterback. The talent is there. It's a matter of reining in Jameis Winston, getting him not to do too much. Accept the plays that are there for you. Don't try to make plays out of nothing all day. If they can figure that out, if he's learned that from spending a year with Drew Brees, if Sean Payton can get that ingrained into him, you've got a chance to make a big surprise and not just be a wild card team, maybe win the division. So that's the team to watch to me.
Roy, you mentioned how you think that Sean Payton is the best coach in the division. I would agree with you there. You think he's a better offensive mind than Bruce Arians? I think you would agree with that. And do you think that because of those factors, Jameis is going to have a little bit different amount of success than he did in Tampa Bay, A, because of the supporting cast, but also I think Sean Payton's not going to ask him to do some of the things that maybe Tampa Bay did?
Yeah, I agree with you. Again, let's not forget, Jameis Winston, except at the receiver position, and you know where else you want talent for a quarterback, but he didn't have a great running group behind him when he was here most of the time. Maybe one or two guys that you know would break out on every few weeks or something at that spot, but not very often. It wasn't consistent. Offensive line was solid at times, but at best, solid at best. It was never exceptional. And one of the reasons Jameis Winston had to run for his life a lot. One of the reasons he ran for touchdowns. One of the reasons he had to, you know, make plays on the run, because he didn't have, you know, outside of the receiver position, he didn't have a lot of talent around him. He had to make things happen. He felt that if I don't make the play, who's going to? And he's got some talent at the receiver position, obviously. And again, I think he's got just players around him. And a defense that this team's established. Let's face it, he's got everything he needs to just go out there, and I don't mean this in a negative way, just manage the game and take the plays that are given to you and not try to force anything. If you can get Jameis Winston to do that, he is going to win football games for you, and he's going to play at a high level. He won't be the guy turning the ball over all the time. Look, he's a gunslinger. He's going to turn it over. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get mad. But you know what? People got mad at Brett Favre, and he threw the ball all over the lot, too. So it's the kind of guy he is. I don't know if Sean Payton can take that out of him. If he can, he's a miracle worker. But to me, it's one of the most interesting dynamics going on in the league coming up this season is how does Jameis – first of all, who wins the quarterback job? If it's Jameis Winston, how does he play?
Listen, I mean, you don't get drafted number one overall if you stink. I mean, you just don't.
Right.
I mean, Roy, I've come to the defense of Jameis Winston, even when he was in Tampa Bay, and I'm not talking about the stuff he did off the field, and I'm not excusing that. I'm talking about his play on the field. And when you really look at that situation, he was drafted to be the franchise savior with nothing around him early, all right? Not much around him, at least. They added some weapons, Mike Evans, et cetera, Godwin. But he went through, what, three coordinators, four coordinators, three different head coaches? I mean, you're not going to succeed. And so often in this league, your success depends on your fit. You agree?
I do, 100%. And Tampa's notorious for that. You go way back, guys. Sean King had to play for four different coordinators. Almost every quarterback in this – it's one thing that the Bucs owners – I think maybe they finally figured it out. It's hard. It's impossible for me. I think you got to have to be an exceptional quarterback in a whole different realm, not just talent wise, but in terms of your mental capacity and ability to deal with adversity, to go through, you know, constantly be going through the changes of quarterback coaches, coordinators, systems. You know, if you've got to constantly learn and relearn systems and start doing things the way this coach wants it as opposed to this coach. Gerald McCoy talked about that too, because the same thing happened on the defensive side of the ball for the Bucs. He said, yeah, this is a guy who played nine years in Tampa and played for 11 coordinators. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How do you expect a guy to get better? There's never any consistency. So I think the fact that Jameis Winston has been in the system there for a year under Sean Payton, and the fact that now he's got a chance to go out and compete for a job again, to me, it all sets itself up very well for him. If he doesn't make it, it's on him. But I think he's in a great position. I always thought it was one of the best spots for him. I kudos to the Saints for taking that opportunity. They've obviously done it before with other quarterbacks, but it's a big opportunity. You're right, because the kid's got talent. He's got loads of talent.
Yeah, you don't win the Heisman Trophy and number one overall pick if you stink. It just doesn't happen. Roy, what are their vaccination rates down there with the Bucs?
They're in pretty good shape. Most of those guys, I think, because Bruce Arians is really an advocate of it all. So they're in good shape there, well over 70%. I think they're in really good shape with that. I don't think it's going to be an issue for them here.
Yeah, Sean Payton, just, I don't know if you caught this or not, when the Saints had their mini camp, said he feels like they're going to be able to get to that league mandate at 85% relatively quickly. So that's positive news, because we want football at its normal at its normal way of life that we've grown accustomed to for my 43 years on this earth. I mean, last year was, and I know people lost lives, and that was significantly sad. But man, it was hard. It was hard to watch. It was just hard to watch, knowing that, you know, buildings were practically empty for at least the first half of the season. So that's an encouraging part. Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. Outside of the NFC South, is there a storyline that you think is a big one this offseason? Julio Jones going to Tennessee, maybe?
You know, I still think Julio Jones going to Tennessee, and it's great for Tennessee. I mean, I think that you know, you consider all that's going on in Houston, and again, the changeover in Jacksonville, it would seem to me that's kind of really works in Tennessee's favor in terms of their division. Doesn't you know, lock them in for it, but I think you got to say they're the favorite. But still, even that, you know, still eclipsed a little bit by what's going on with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. You know, what's going on in Denver? Where is Aaron Rodgers going to be? And then to me, you know, you got a new quarterback out in L.A. with the Rams. You got a interesting situation going on with John Lynch and the 49ers in San Francisco. I think that whole NFC West is really an interesting, really interesting group, because somebody could surprise you there. I mean, looking at 3 years ago, a lot of people thought the 49ers were the best team in the NFC. And you know what? They went to the Super Bowl, and they're not a whole lot different. If anything, they've gotten better. So to me, that's a team to watch, right along with New Orleans if the quarterbacks play at the level they're capable of. So those are some of the teams that I'm certainly looking at. So there's a lot. Look, the NFL's never short of storylines and drama. So those are some of the places where you're going to have the most of it.
Finally, bottom line, do you think Urban Meyer has success in Jacksonville?
You know, I want to say he does, but I got to believe that, I'm going to say no. I don't think he will. Look, I'm a believer in, and I call them professional head coaches. I'm not a big fan of, and they have to be promoted at some point or another, but, you know, a lot of teams just want to chase the next coordinator. You know, who's the guy who took his team, you know, deep into the playoffs last year and hasn't been given a chance. But sometimes coordinators are just coordinators. They're not head coaches. We've seen them all over the place. That's the way the NFL works. But me, I believe in professional head coaches, guys like Bruce Arians, guys like Sean Payton, guys like John Gruden, guys like Urban Meyer. But I believe he's a professional head coach at the college level. He surrounded himself with a bunch of college kids. That's going to go over great for some of the young guys. I think Tebow's going to play. It's going to be a little bit of a circus atmosphere, but, you know, the young guys, the new quarterback, I think they'll all buy in. Whether some of those veterans buy in or not, that's a whole different deal. So, at the end of the day, just don't know if there's enough talent there. So I'm going to say it's going to end up being kind of disappointing.
Yeah, I know for the near future, but I also think my only issue with Urban Meyer has always been, man, he gets a program up and running and humming, and then there's some adversity. Oh, I'm not feeling healthy. I got to go. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think at Jacksonville you're counting on this guy to be there 10 years. If the over and under was 5 years, I would take the under. Forget about the success, just any kind of adversity, he's out the door.
Can't argue with that. I mean, the whole thing seems like a bit of a PR stunt. You know, I mean, it really does. I mean, you know, if there's a place where Urban Meyer, you know, Tampa or Jacksonville is about the only place where people are going to be excited to see Urban Meyer as their head coach. You're bringing in Tim Tebow. What does that mean? You have the first overall pick. Okay. Well, it's the shiny object, you know, floating around in the sky all of a sudden. So everybody's going to take a look at it. But, now let's break it down and look at the roster. What do we see there? Not much. So, in a division that's kind of wide open, or it was until Tennessee went and got Julio Jones, in my opinion. But, could they be interesting to watch? Sure. Short term, probably not going to go very well. Usually doesn't with a rookie quarterback. It could be different in that division. I don't know. We'll see. I hope it works out for him. But I don't think it's going to be ugly, but I don't think it's going to be special either.
Roy, you've been really gracious with your time. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys having me. Always do.
All right, Roy Cummings, Buccaneers Insider for PewterPirates.com. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.